Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Mess. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
We're going to talk about, I know you're going to be so vested into this, pyramid schemes. Everybody trying to make money. I get it. It's real out in these streets.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to get a side hustle. And including side hustle is people trying to scheme you out of money with a pyramid scheme. And they might call it something different because we have a couple names that we've heard, right?
Yes, there's multi-level marketing.
Which is a pyramid scheme.
Yes. There's selling shampoo. There's a lot of different things that people are doing to you. Now, I'm not saying everyone that does it is part of it, but there are some people that are using it that way.
833-730-6377. This stems from Carla, where you thought a friend was trying to catch up with you and they were trying to get you.
Yes. Okay. So I got a DM from a friend from high school that I was genuinely cool with. We weren't like BFFs, but it was nice to hear from them. Like, the message started with, hey girl, like I was really thinking about you. And I remember we used to be so close. I really want to catch up again. And I was like, well, that's really sweet. Thank you. Cause I never reach out. So we're talking, she wants to meet up. And then she hits me with I think I have a really good opportunity for you. And it made me so mad because I was like, I thought that you cared how I was doing.
She wanted you to join the team.
She did want me to join the team and make a little extra money on the side. And the thing is, when people are in pyramid schemes, I genuinely don't think they realize they're getting scammed or could be scamming other people. So I'll give her benefit of the doubt. But we ain't hanging out, girl.
Yeah. What was it that she was trying to get you to sell?
It may or may not have been a beauty product.
A beauty product? Okay.
That's what I'll leave it at.
You're going to pass on it?
I think I will. I'm going to stick to my Target stuff that I buy.
Okay. Oh. Let's hit these phone lines one more time. If you've been part of one, you got by one, you know somebody that was part of a pyramid scheme. 833-730-6377. We got Patrick on the line. Patrick, you've been involved with one?
Yeah, well, back with it. It was like this car cleaner.
Is it the one that they say you pour on and take off scratches and stuff?
No, this is the one where you put down $200 and you start from there and keep going and then try to get the next person.
Yep. I'll tell you how you're going to make money. Give me $200.
Yeah, and then I'll make your car clean.
And did you have to like hit up friends and family to be part of your team?
Yeah. And then after a while, I was just like, man, this ain't going to do nothing. So I just got a job.
So you got a job.
That's, hey, props to you. I mean, at least at some point you got to take the L, and you did. So you only lost out like $200 from this? Or did you end up losing? Okay.
Yeah. Did you lose any family or friends out of this?
No, because I just went to friends that, like, you know, were the acquaintances.
Okay.
See, and that's the thing, too. I'm really glad you brought that up because a lot of people, when they join a pyramid scheme, they end up hitting up people that they haven't talked to in a long time because they're just trying to reach as many people as they can.
Right.
And you'll get that message that says, hey, girl, you look great. Haven't talked to you since high school.
God.
And I'm just like, okay, you're about to try to scam me.
Absolutely. Like, do you still have feet? Because I got this moisturizer. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad it just cost you $200 because we're getting crazy stories that people got for thousands of dollars.
Yeah, no, I got to put a line on the end of something, you know what I mean?
Right.
It could have got worse than that.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you sharing that, my G.
Yeah, thank you. You guys have a great day.
Don't tell me what to do.
833-730-6377.
Man, that was sad. But listen, what was your pyramid scheme story? Share ours, and we will continue to keep putting Carla's friend on blast. All right? More up next. Morning Mess. It's live. Okay, these phone lines are ringing off the hook. Keep them coming.
833-730-6377.
It's the Morning Mess, live with 115. So here's the situation. Pyramid schemes, they've been around forever. I know my parents got back in the days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when I say these things have been around forever, they just rename them. They rework them. Mm-hmm.
They rebrand them. That's the crazy part. Yes. They try to make it seem like it's something legit. That goes from pyramid to rhombus to octagon. But at the end of the day, there's edges.
Girl.
And they're sharp.
And they're sharp. No, you get what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Edges.
Anish, you almost got one.
I almost got one time. Yeah. So this was back when I was working at a bank. And like, I didn't realize that when you worked at the retail bank, I don't know if this still happens right now. It's been a while since I've had like that job. But like, people would come in and they would pretend to be customers. And then they would be like, gosh, you were just so talented. And I was like, oh, thanks. Cool. And they're like, you know, I bet you're not making that much money working here.
The shade.
Yeah. And I was like, no, I'm not making that much money here. And they're like, well, if you have like already a lot of experience in the financial world, I have an opportunity for you, but I need you to come to this meeting. And God bless, this was someone's mother who like had me go into like some big, huge conference hall in the middle of nowhere. And it was just like me, her, and a dry erase board. And she was trying to get me to sell like life insurance. Now, life insurance can be legit.
Yes.
But once she said that I had to invest $750 to get started, and then it would be a certain amount of work before I became a president.
Wow. I wouldn't be president.
Yeah.
Tell me
like,
more.
There was like a golden president and like all these different things. And I was like,
no.
Oh, girl, I'm so sorry, but I gotta go.
That's just what Carla said. You rebranded, so it's not like you're the team leader. Now you're president.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're diamond level. Mm-hmm. And if I have to pay my way through diamond level, then maybe I'm not really shining.
Taking more of your calls.
833-730-6377.
We got Gabriel on the line. Gabriel, you got a pyramid scheme story for us to get you or someone you know?
Oh, yeah, my brother, man.
Your brother.
So they got your brother. When did this happen?
His senior year, I believe. They were like little mini blending cups.
Blending cups, okay.
Yeah, basically had a little button. You hit the button and they had a little blender built into it.
Okay, sounds pretty cool. So
this is like back in the day when Herbalife was like first starting. And
oh, there we go. I was about to say, I would buy a cool blender cup.
You could have been part of his brother's team, and all you would have bring two other people.
You
and then. So, did he get caught up at bringing other people, and then he makes money off them?
Yeah, I mean, the sad thing is, he got my mom hooked in, and she got stuck with the boxes of all these little blending cups that went to just nowhere.
Really?
Oh, I'm just gonna make an assumption here. Sorry if I'm wrong. How much money y'all lost on the blender cups?
That was enough money that could have been my class ring when I graduated.
I'm sorry, man.
That's at least $400-$500.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what a big red flag is when you're asking questions about it and the other person will be like, it's not a pyramid scheme.
If you have to convince people that you're not about to scam them, then you probably are.
Yeah, and it's the people that convince, like, your mom to do it and you get your family to do it.
Yeah.
How much were the blending cups, by the way?
I think they were selling for like 12 or 15 back in the day, but it's crazy because I see them selling now in places and I just think of my brother and that whole situation.
Oh, dang. So it's a scheme that's still ongoing, you say?
It is.
Gabriel, we appreciate the call, man. Sorry you didn't get your class ring.
No problem. God bless you guys. Be safe.
Always. You know what, guys? We were talking off the air with our producer, Angie, about this. She says she won her pyramid scheme. Now, I don't know when you win, because pyramid scheme usually is you're conning your family and friends to join.
Yeah, so if she won, a lot of people lost. Yes, a lot.
We got to talk about, you know what, if you don't care and you want to get in the pyramid scheme, how do you win? We're going to talk to our very corrupt, dishonest producer, Angie, how you win pyramid schemes. Up next. Okay, it's the Morning Mess. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
We're talking about these pyramid schemes. If you ever got or you know somebody that ever got conned into, like, it's not a pyramid. It's just you're getting two friends, get two more friends, and they get two more friends, and you make money off each of them. Usually it means you're going to lose a lot of friendships and relationship with your family members.
And money.
And money.
Yeah.
But we might say, one of our producers, Angie, says, it worked for her. Now, Angie, did you find out this was a pyramid scheme?
I did, and the thing is, I'm just so grateful to have a big support system. And I just appreciate everybody that stands behind me, and I actually won two pyramid schemes, and some of them were the same people.
What? Like, I'm sorry, how do you win a pyramid scheme? What does that mean?
You need dumb friends like Angie to do it twice. No.
Hey, it's not my fault. But yeah, no, so basically, there was seven of us, and you put in $100, and once you get up to $700, or you ask seven friends to put in $700, you get it at the end. So I came up, and I got myself a new laptop, and then I was like, you know what? Let me go do this again, because I already won. So I thought my odds were going to be high, and I did it again, and I won.
What in the... So you won a... You had a laptop the first time. The second time, did you treat yourself to something, or was it a prize?
You know, I was smart, and I saved that money. It ended up getting spent later on, but I saved it.
That,
and you know,
that only works if you're on top of the pyramid, because all the people under you each give you $100. So you get your... If each person gives you $100, they give you $700.
Right.
And then at the end, you're supposed to go back, but some people tap out.
So with that being said, my other question is... How many of those people do you still talk to this day?
You know, a lot of them were kind of random too, because, you know, you get your friends and then they'll get their friends to join your thing. So really, actually, I don't have that many dumb friends. Only like four.
Only four dumb friends. So you need to start off with four dumb friends.
Yes. And you know who got me started on this?
Who?
Our friend Sonic, guys.
Oh, well, yeah.
Wait, does that mean I'm dumb?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You're one of his dumb friends.
Yeah, you got to get God to get other people.
Yes.
Oh, wow, I can't wait to ask Sonic, our good buddy, just right across this little hallway here, what it was.
All right, and that's how you win the pyramid scheme. Or what do they call it now?
Multi-level marketing.
Which is just a pyramid
thing. I think it's the same thing.
All that to say, like, my advice, a wise man, the wise man being me, if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
That's true. So in the case of pyramids, is it safe to say sometimes you don't have to risk it to get that biscuit?
Sometimes. Well, if you have four dumb friends. Sometimes it's worth it.
Okay.
Right. To risk it to get that biscuit.
Okay.
It's a $700 biscuit, baby. Can we get down with the staycation setup up next?
Yeah.
This is the part of the show I look forward to, okay? This is where we catch up cheaters live on your radio, get folks out of toxic relationships. We will be talking to Jennifer and Chandler. She thinks her boyfriend might be cheating on her because he said he was at work, but his phone location says otherwise.
Oh honey.
Who's Kenneth working with? All right, we're going to find out up next. It's the Morning Mess. It's live.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.